And on the line with us from Honolulu, Hawaii, is Phil Dawson, making his first appearance in the Pro Bowl, the Browns' legendary place kicker, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So how is it, Phil? How's this first-time thing going for you?
It's fun to be a rookie again, I'll tell you that much. You know, I'm the guy running around asking questions, where do we have to be, how does this work, and it's been a long time since I've had to ask those kinds of questions, so I'm loving every minute of it.
Yeah, it's funny because Joe Thomas, who's not really a rookie, but 6 years in the league, 6 Pro Bowls, is like the authority on this game, and he was telling me that you definitely have had some questions for him among other veteran Pro Bowlers.
Absolutely, and give him a text, hey, anything from what do you pack to what do we do, what do the days look like, you know, so it's been a lot of fun, and he's been a great help.
How has the reception been for you as someone that not only all of us in Cleveland who follow the Browns know was long overdue for this honor, but now when it broadens out to the rest of the league, what sort of feedback are you hearing from the players, from the coaches, the other NFL people who are out there, Phil?
Well, everybody's been unbelievably supportive, and it's really been a big confidence boost for me. And, you know, there's been a lot of years there where I wondered, you know, does anybody ever notice not only what do I do, but other guys on our team? You know, when your team struggles, a lot of guys get overlooked. So to finally have that change in some ways and to be around the kind of players I'm around this week, it's a really rewarding experience.
And that's the thing. It has to be, I mean, it's always special. I know for Joe Thomas, being there for the 6th time matters every bit as much as the first time. But for your case, to get to this first time and get there so late in your career, there's got to be just that higher level of appreciation. And I'm just trying to picture what it's been like for you, probably from the moment you and your family stepped on that plane, knowing you were going to Honolulu, and I imagine there was a little sense of it being surreal before it became real.
Absolutely, and in some ways it's still sinking in. I mean, this has been a goal of mine for so long, and it's been a lot of years where there's been disappointment when the team was announced and I wasn't on it. So to finally have it happen, it's obviously been worth the wait. My kids are a little older. They're old enough to enjoy it, to appreciate it, and to understand it, and to get to share it with them, and knowing that it'll be a memory for my wife and them the rest of their lives, that makes it pretty awesome.
Now, the atmosphere is different. I've been to covered many a Pro Bowl in my years around this league, and I know that the tone and the environment is very relaxed, as it should be. It's Hawaii, it's paradise, it's the whole hang loose mentality there, and you feel it. You know, you have to, I guess, be there and experience it to feel it. But for you, as the football guy you are, the perfectionist, the guy who I know goes through so much to make sure that you are doing every possible thing you can to be the most successful kicker you can be in every phase, and that's in season and off season. How much of a radical change is it to your routine to see that, okay, yeah, you're preparing for a football game, but it's not exactly the same life and death nature that you take on a regular game basis?
Well, I'll tell you right off the bat that Sunday there's a 30% chance of showers with a northeast wind at 7. So I've already studied that. And you know, I don't know how to kick a ball halfway. I know these other guys, they're going to play hard. There was a challenge laid down in our team meeting last night that guys need to do this honor justice by how they play. But, you know, it probably won't be the same intensity that's going to be in New Orleans next week. But for a kicker, I really don't know how you kind of kick halfway. So I'm going to probably won't kick as many balls during the week. But when it comes to game day, I'm going to get back in my old routine. And I really do want to honor the people that got me here. You know, the efforts of Reggie and what he did to mobilize the fan vote, and my teammates who were so supportive of me when the announcement came out, and the city of Cleveland, who I'm proud to represent. So I really want to go out there and do my job well. And I know personally I'll enjoy it more if I play well. So I'll zero in on Sunday and try to make this thing work.
Yeah, you want to – I mean, the fact of the matter is there are cameras, just like any other game, following what you do, and you want to look good when you're out there in a Pro Bowl uniform, again, wearing your Browns helmet.
Well, and I agree. I think it's a great opportunity to deal with the emotions of a new situation, and obviously when you're kicking in front of the best players. players in the world, there's a certain intimidation factor that's there. And so if I can go through this experience and learn to be comfortable around the best guys in the world, then I think that'll serve me well when the regular season starts next year. And it'll be one less thing I have to worry about when I play against guys like this in the future.
Phil Dawson, Pro Bowl kicker, on the line with us from Honolulu, Hawaii, as we present Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from Mobile, Alabama, site of the Senior Bowl. Now, Phil, lots of changes going on back in Berea, as you well know. New head coach Rob Chudzinski, someone that I know you know well from his days as a Browns assistant offensive coordinator. Give me some of your thoughts of Chud being named head coach.
But I think it's a great choice. He's a guy that's very well respected, guy I know personally and very happy for, and I know he's a guy that grew up in Northeast Ohio and has a deep love for the Browns, and I think all that is good stuff. So bright days ahead for the Browns.
And another guy who's going to continue to be part of this staff, who worked with you, of course, is Chris Tabor, who was retained as special teams coach. And I know this was a guy you had held in high regard. So give me your sense of Chris's staying aboard and what it means and your thoughts on that decision.
Well, I'm a big fan of Coach Tabor. We finished number two in the NFL in special teams overall, so there's not a whole lot of room for improvement. And for the job he did this past season was remarkable when you consider that on any given kicking play, we had 8 or 9 rookies out there running around. So he communicates really well. He runs a good meeting room. Guys are prepared. Guys play hard. Guys have fun. And those are the kinds of things you need as a special teams unit. And he did a great job of instilling that in the unit this year.
And, Phil, I know the future is for everybody. There's a little sense of uncertainty, trying to see what the future will hold for you as far as coming back. I know you've talked about it at the end of the season. Your desire would be to continue to your career with this team. And on the assumption that everything goes that way, you've been through transition and change before. Unfortunately, it's happened too often for this team. But how do you, knowing what you know of the group that's in place, of the very young players that you've been around on this football team, an exceptionally young roster that the Browns had in 2012, how do you see it being handled going forward with Coach Chud and the new people coming aboard, new coordinators and so forth, and then a couple of familiar faces, but really mostly new coaches?
I think in this particular instance, being young will help. It's kind of a different animal when you got a bunch of guys kind of set in their ways and used to doing things the way they do them. And so with a young roster who's still kind of learning this whole NFL thing and how it works and what to expect, they're not too set in stone yet about their own personal routines or what's expected of them. So when you introduce a new staff and a new way of doing things, I think young guys generally adapt a little better. So I don't think that I don't foresee an issue with the group of guys that are returning. And I think the new staff's going to be able to set the tone pretty quick, and guys will settle right in and make the adjustments they need to make.
Have you put on a grass skirt yet?
Not yet. There's enough kicker jokes already. I don't need to be wearing any kind of skirt.
Well, come on, guys, do it. It's part of the island thing, my man. You got to get in with the groove. And
yeah,
you know.
Maybe if I hit a luau, I might slide one on. I don't know. We'll see.
There you go. Hey, listen, Phil, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy with your family that time there, and it's so well deserved for you. We're so happy for you, and again, appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Thanks, Vic. Have a great day.
All right. He is Phil Dawson, first-time Pro Bowler, on the line with us from Honolulu, Hawaii, the site of the Pro Bowl, talking with us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we continue to broadcast from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. More is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.